You may recall that last weekend, President Obama was in Africa. He visited Kenya, the country his father came from, and where his father died after abandoning little Barack and his mother. And the president went to AU headquarters, the African Union, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
I stand before you as a proud American. I also stand before you as the son of an African.
Mr. Obama clearly thinks that continent deserves more attention.
Today, Africa is one of the fastest growing regions in the world. Africa's middle class is projected to grow to more than 1 billion consumers.
Which brings us to an adventure in a West African country, Ghana. An experience good for a young American, and it helped Ghanaians. Let's speak with John Romo. You just spent the better part of a year in Ghana. First, you're from West Laco, Texas. How old are you?
24 years old.
And you're a college graduate?
Yes, sir. A Texas A&M University graduate.
Ah, and your degree is in what?
Agricultural science with an emphasis in education.
You certainly had a chance to educate some people and spread some ideas by going to a town in Ghana. First, how did you get placed? It was an organization called AgriCorps?
Yes, sir. I learned a little bit more about AgriCorps through a friend and was placed in a rural village called Adarkwa, Ghana, at a junior high school there to be a science teacher, a 4-H advisor, and an agricultural extension officer.
And were you the only American in Adarkwa?
Actually, the first American or foreigner to ever live in that community.
I've seen a video provided to us by AgriCorps. You were honored in a ceremony where they called you the sub-chief or chief of development and progress for the community. There was sort of white powder. There was an animal sacrificed right on you. Wow. I mean, what an experience. Again, not scary, but unusual.
Yes, I was honored for them to share their traditions and their cultures, rituals with me during this ceremony as they gave me the title of Nkosuohene, the Chief of Development for the community of the area.
24-year-old John Romo from Texas, just back from Ghana in West Africa. John Romo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
And now we're joined by the founder of AgriCorps, Trent McKnight. You're also from Texas. You're a businessman there, a lifelong rancher. Trent, are you the only founder and funder of AgriCorps?
I am. My board of directors consists of the CEO of the National FFA organization, the National 4-H Council.
FFA being Future Farmers of America, well known in much of this country. Trent, why weren't you satisfied with the existence of a government program founded by President John F. Kennedy, the Peace Corps? Why do we need AgriCorps?
We wanted to create an organization that was specifically targeting agriculture. Peace Corps focuses on agriculture as well as many other aspects of development.
And in any way, Trent, was it important also to have something that is not part of the U.S. government? Did you perceive there are parts of the world that might be resistant to a government program?
Our focus is primarily within the private sector, both independently within the country. We're working in Ghana currently, but also building relationships with agriculture organizations.
You speak with farmers, including big farmers all over the U.S. Do they really want to devote some of their time and energy to exporting U.S. knowledge and technology?
It is certainly a difficult sell sometimes in the United States to farmers who want to view a farmer in Ghana or in the Ukraine as a competitor. But I think that the example of South Korea 50 years ago was coming out of the thralls of war. And now they are, from an agriculture standpoint, one of the largest consumers of American agriculture commodities in the world.
So if I follow this, it's a charity at first, but probably good for business eventually.
What's good for another person is good for me. I think that's the basis of where we live in this global community today.
We are globalized, that's for sure. Trent McKnight, the founder of AgriCorps, thanks very much.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for being with us, and anytime you want to hear us, please do a web search for CBS Weekend Roundup. You'll find our podcasts also on iTunes and other podcast services, and our app for your smartphone is CBS Radio News. I'm Dan Revive. Bye.
You've been listening to the CBS News Weekend Roundup. The program is produced in the Washington Bureau of CBS News. The executive producer is Howard Arenstein.